In our previous discussions, we explored the foundational principles of traditional family values, Part 1, the biblical foundation of marriage, Part 2, and how marriage contributes to human happiness, Part 3. Building on these insights, this week, we will examine the universal institution of marriage, its significance across various cultures and history, the current decline of marriage in modern society, and the biblical perspective on the necessity and purpose of marriage for Christians. Marriage across cultures and history. Marriage has been a universal institution since the dawn of civilization, transcending cultures, religions, and time periods. Historically, marriage has been recognized as a vital social contract that promotes stability, continuity, and the well-being of society. Across different cultures, marriage has taken various forms, but its core purpose has remained consistent: to unite individuals in a committed, lifelong partnership. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 4 states, "Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge." This verse highlights the sanctity and honor of marriage as a divine institution. Regardless of cultural differences, marriage has always been regarded as a sacred and honorable bond. Throughout history, societies have relied on marriage to maintain social order and stability. For example, in ancient Rome, marriage was essential for the continuation of the family line and the transfer of property and social status. In traditional African cultures, marriage was a communal affair, with families and communities playing significant roles in arranging and supporting the union. These cultural practices underscore the importance of marriage in creating a stable and cohesive society. The decline of marriage in modern society. Despite its historical significance, marriage is facing a decline in modern society. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, the percentage of married households has steadily decreased over the past few decades. In 1960, 72% of American adults were married. By 2020, that number had fallen to just 50%. This trend is not unique to the United States. Many countries around the world are experiencing similar declines in marriage rates. The decline of marriage has significant implications for society. Research shows that married individuals generally experience better physical and mental health, higher economic stability, and greater life satisfaction compared to their unmarried counterparts. The decline in marriage rates is associated with an increase in cohabitation, single-parent households, and births outside of marriage, all of which can have adverse effects on societal stability and the well-being of children. A comparison with historical norms reveals the stark contrast between past and present attitudes toward marriage. Historically, marriage was seen as a necessary and desirable institution for the well-being of individuals and society. Today, however, the emphasis on individualism and personal fulfillment has led to a devaluation of marriage as a societal cornerstone. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. Impact on institutions, governments, and children's welfare. Marriage plays a crucial role in the functioning of various societal institutions, including the family, education, and the economy. Stable marriages contribute to the stability of these institutions by providing a supportive environment for individuals to thrive. Governments also recognize the importance of marriage and often implement policies to support and encourage it, such as tax benefits for married couples and family support programs. The welfare of children is particularly impacted by the decline of marriage. Research consistently shows that children raised in stable, two-parent households fare better in terms of academic achievement, emotional well-being, and social behavior compared to those raised in single-parent or cohabiting households. The presence of both a mother and a father provides a balanced environment that promotes the healthy development of children. Is it necessary for a Christian to marry? What is the purpose of marriage? The Bible has a lot to say about this topic. Since the first marriage was between the first man and the first woman, it is assumed that marriage is God's will for most people. It was instituted in the dispensation of innocence and is therefore a holy institution. The first reason that the Bible gives for the existence of marriage is simple. Adam was lonely and needed a helper, Genesis chapter 2 verse 18. This is the primary purpose of marriage: fellowship, companionship, and mutual help and comfort. One purpose of marriage is to create a stable home in which children can grow and thrive. The best marriage is between two believers, 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 14, who can produce godly offspring, Malachi chapter 2 verses 13 to 15. In Malachi, God tells the Israelites that he will not accept their offerings because they have been unfaithful to the wives of their youth. This shows how much God cares about marriage being kept intact. Not only that, but he tells them he was seeking godly offspring. This is a puzzling passage and has been interpreted to mean A, that godly offspring are the purpose of marriage, B, that a good marriage between two godly people will mean that any children they have will tend to be godly as well, C, God wanted the Israelites to be faithful to their wives instead of leaving them for foreign women who would produce for them ungodly offspring because of the idolatry of those nations, and D, that God himself was seeking his own offspring, the people, to exhibit godliness by their faithfulness. In any of these interpretations, we see a common theme: the children of faithful people will tend to be faithful, too. Not only does marriage teach children how to be faithful and give them a stable environment in which to learn and grow, but it also has a sanctifying effect on both marriage partners when they submit to God's law, Ephesians chapter 5. Every marriage has difficult moments or dynamics. When two sinful people are trying to create a life together, they must submit to God's command to love each other as God has loved us, selflessly, 1 John chapter 3 verse 16. Our attempts to follow God's commands in our own strength tend to end in failure, and that failure tends to make the believer more aware of his dependence on God and more open to the Spirit's work in him, which tends to result in godliness. And godliness helps us to follow God's commands. So, marriage is very helpful for the one trying to live a godly life. It helps to scrub the heart clean of selfishness and other impurities. Marriage also protects individuals from sexual immorality, 1 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 2. The world we live in is full of sexual images, innuendo, and temptation. Even if a person doesn't pursue sexual sin, it pursues him or her, and it is very hard to escape it. Marriage provides a healthy place to express sexuality, without opening oneself up to the severe emotional, and many times physical, damage that is caused by casual, non-committed sexual relationships. It is clear that God created marriage for our good, Proverbs chapter 18 verse 22, to make us happy, to promote a healthier society, and to produce holiness in our lives. Finally, marriage is a beautiful picture of the relationship between Christ and his church. The body of believers that make up the church are collectively called the bride of Christ. As bridegroom, Jesus gave his life for his bride, to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word, Ephesians chapter 5 verses 25 to 26, and his selfless act provides an example for all husbands. At the second coming of Christ, the church will be united with the bridegroom, the official wedding ceremony will take place, and with it, the eternal union of Christ and his bride will be actualized, Revelation chapter 19 verses 7 to 9, 21, 1 to 2. Conclusion: the universal institution of marriage has been a fundamental pillar of societies across cultures and history. Despite the current decline in marriage rates, its importance cannot be overstated. Marriage contributes to the stability of societal institutions, the well-being of individuals, and the healthy development of children. As we continue this series, let us recognize the significance of upholding the institution of marriage and work towards fostering a society that values and supports this timeless union. Call to action: as we reflect on the universality and significance of marriage, let us commit to upholding and promoting the institution of marriage in our own lives and communities. By doing so, we not only honor God's design for marriage but also contribute to the stability and well-being of society. Let us pray for strength and wisdom to navigate the challenges of modern society while steadfastly adhering to the timeless principles of marriage. Series link.